Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
God.
I'm not, look, I don't mean to be
like. You're just so frustrating. Like, I can't just say something and you can just leave it alone. Like, I can't say a sentence and you just, like that.
Well, that's kind of why they pay us to do a radio show.
You aren't on so the radio when I'm talking
back and
about
forth.
It.
Well, what we do off air is what gets on the air, too. It is because, I mean, it
I
is
wasn't
what we
to
are.
This stuff. I was just talking to you as not an on air personality.
All right. I'll try to straighten up
and fly right.
Okay. And be a different person. All right. You explain to me what I'm doing so wrong.
I just want to make a sentence and you not fight me. I just want you to go,
all right.
For example, when I said, oh my God, that Scott Peterson stuff is nuts. I hadn't even made anything. I hadn't said anything. You're like, oh my God.
You said he was innocent.
I never said that
yet. Yes, you did. That's why I came back with that.
No, I hadn't said anything yet when you jumped on. I go, oh, all I said first was, oh my God, that Scott Peterson stuff, you guys, it's nuts. And then next thing I know, well, he's obviously guilty.
He went fishing
right by her body.
How do you explain
that?
Who
goes 60 miles outside of town to go fishing? And he just bought the
boat. All right, so what is your thinking after watching part of the whatever it is you watched?
There's a van involved. There's a burnt out van that has blood on it. They never tested it for DNA.
Okay.
That was after the robbery that happened with right there on the same street. People saw her walking her dog. I don't know. It's just getting very interesting to me. That's all.
Okay.
Number two.
Okay. By the way, he's guilty as hell.
Oh, my God.
Because, A, that information's been out there for years. It was part of the trial. But yet, the jury found
him guilty. Well,
then
why is the Innocence Project taking him on? They have to see something. The Innocence Project is taking him on. They don't just take people because they take them. I mean, they're seeing something where he might be innocent.
All right, what's the other
one?
Okay,
fine, sure.
All right, what's the other one?
All right, so number two. So all of a sudden, I was like, I guess two kids over the weekend were killed at a national forest. They were hiking in California by mountain lions.
One kid,
right. The other one, his face was...
Sorry about that.
It's fine. It was scratched off. His face was basically kind of gone.
They were brothers, weren't they?
Yeah, they are brothers.
Yeah.
18 and 21, I believe.
Terrible.
So the discussion about mountain lions has come to fruition again here in Colorado. And we have 4,000 mountain lions.
How do they know we have 4,000? How do they, who counts them?
That's what he said. He wasn't talking about mountain lion safety. He just goes, I go, you know, we have 4,000 mountain lions in Colorado. How do they know how many mountain lions we have? Who's out there counting? One, two, three.
four.
I'm sure they have like a tagging system.
Oh, there goes
what
now?
Cams. Yeah.
That's five.
They figured out.
Just counted
they
another 4,000.
You tell me, Jamie. Yeah. Tell me how they know 4,000.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of like the wolf situation.
Yeah.
Back when they said there was no wolves. No wolves in Colorado whatsoever, okay? But boy, if you go a mile across the state line up in Wyoming, they're all over the place. You're telling me that a wolf doesn't cross over a state line?
No, he sees the state line. He's like, whoa, not...
You cannot. I do not believe that for 1 minute.
There's that colorful Colorado sign.
Nope. We've got 10,000 wolves in Wyoming, but not one in Colorado.
I'm just saying.
How can you believe that?
I'm just saying.
Who can believe that?
If I'm just talking to you off the air, we don't have to argue. I can just say like, wow, did you guys know we have 4,000 mountain lions? And you could just be like, whoa, that's crazy. It's like, oh, how do we know?
They don't know.
And then out of nowhere, you're like, oh my, because then you have to top me with the mountain lion story. Did you see that girl totally sucked into a pipe? She's dead.
Yeah, that's not like, a
what the
that's
hell?
Not a good story.
It's a
that's
horrible a story. Story.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like.
No, what? You were talking about a kid that was,
I know, but I didn't
that was
need
attacked.
To be, I didn't need to be topped. By a horrific
I'm not
story.
Trying to top you. I'm just giving you another story, Jimmy. Nobody's trying to top you.
Now I'm scared to go swimming.
I'm just saying
thanks
that the family went to the swimming pool at a hotel. I think it was, I don't know what it was.
Yeah,
I won't say what it is because I don't know for sure, but I thought I posted it yesterday. But nevertheless, they go to the swimming pool and the young girl, and I guess one of those caps came off of the suction device
because,
in the
pool. Because, you know, it's happened in the past where kids have been sucked into especially
limbs.
At the bottom of the pool. They, like, set on them or whatever, and then they cover them and they get entrapped. But now they've made, like, rounded traps where they can't, you know, they can't get
coverings,
sucked in.
Yeah.
You would think, though, no pool at any hotel would ever have a suction area underneath that would be able to even take a kid in.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that for a minute. Even if the cap, I mean, what are the chances the cap comes off? Who knows? I don't know what it is. But if it's possible at all, then you shouldn't have these suction holes underneath in that water.
I have three big fears. You know how you have rock slides as fears? I have three huge fears. One is somebody's electrical going wacky on their swimming pool. Because we've seen that happen where they touch the ladder and they get electrocuted.
Yeah, and you have no idea.
Exactly, until you go. So I have that one. I have obviously my airbag going off and killing me.
Yeah.
That's the other one. And then what was the third one? I can't remember what it is, but it's real bad.
Lightning?
I hate,
Yeah.
Golly. Listen, I might have been under my covers the other day.
Yeah. Thunder, lightning,
all that.
It's
in the terrifying.
All right, I'll do my best just to stay quiet. Just to stay quiet and just not make a comment.
Not argue with me. How do they know 4,000 mountain lions?
Right, let me go back to something here. After watching that episode that you saw with the Scott Peterson thing.
Yes.
Scott Peterson, if you remember, he has been accused, in fact, found guilty of killing his wife, Lacey, who was also pregnant with her son, Connor, at the time. They found her in the San Francisco Bay. He had gone fishing that particular morning at that bay, 60 miles away from his house. And that's where they found the body. And that was a big part of convicting him for that. Plus, they found some other things, too. After watching
that... circumstantial evidence.
Right. But after watching what you watched, you're saying that you think that he might be innocent?
I do.
Yeah, I think he's guilty as hell.
You told me a lot.
But you think he's there's a chance that he's going to get out of prison?
I think that they need to retry it. I think they need to look at some stuff.
And look at more evidence.
Especially since everything was circumstantial. And that van is troubling. Van that was burnt out with bloodstains, that's troubling. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's some.
Well, all that stuff came up in the trial, though. They had the witness that said that they spotted her walking down the street with a dog and all that, but they still convicted him.
But the van was never part of the van was not part of the trial.
Yeah. What's a van got to do with it?
Because
it was
right
just seen
down
in a neighborhood.
It was right down the street from where she was killed.
Right.
Lived.
Yeah.
And it had blood in it, and they never tested the DNA.
Right.
It was burnt out.
Right.
It was a burned up, anybody in my neighborhood would be really suspicious that there's a burned up van with blood in it.
Yeah, it sounds like she was like killed in the van and then they burned the evidence.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, and they never tested it.
Yeah.
So that's really.
And this was brought up in that new series?
That's brought up in the new series. And they have the DNA sample. The first time they resent it in, it was inconclusive of her. But now they have new technology and they want to test it again.
Well, then how would the body be found at exactly the point of where he went fishing 60 miles away.
But they could have killed her in the van and then, like, you know, carted her off.
It could followed be him so fishing.
Wild yeah. coincidence.
Followed him fishing?
It could have been.
Yeah, followed him fishing. Yeah.
You see yeah. what I'm saying? It just doesn't make sense.
It does make sense if you watch the series.
I've seen the series.
Oh, you have?
I've seen the series, yeah. Huh. But it just doesn't make sense. They found the body.
Just to open your mind.
Where he went fishing, where they have a receipt of where he went that morning. They found it.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. But like Jamie's saying, though, they're not going to take on the case if they don't at least have a little bit of something.
Yeah, the Innocence Project is kind of a big deal.
Yeah. They must have found something
big. Yeah,
that.
They're kind of a, like, that's a thing. If they take on your case, then they have, a, like, a reason to. They don't just take it for, oh, I almost said S's and grades.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.